This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel killed a Hamas commander and vowed no let-up in its Gaza bombings on Wednesday as Palestinian militants rained rockets far across the border. Gaza's health ministry says at least 65 people have been killed since violence escalated on Monday. At least 6 people have been killed in Israel, according to medical officials. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the Hamas commander and 15 other members of the Islamist militant group were killed in airstrikes. A multi-story building collapsed in Gaza City from the damage, and Israel's army says it warned residents in advance. One of Israel's chief rabbis called on Wednesday for a stop to street attacks by Jews on members of the country's Arab minority, some who have mounted violent protests in solidarity with Gaza Palestinians. Washington's top diplomat described the scenes Wednesday as harrowing, and U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he is sending a senior aide to urge Israelis and Palestinians to seek calm. The European Union's executive branch on Wednesday called on countries of the bloc to temporarily halt non-essential travel from India to limit the spread of a COVID-19 variant. The European Commission last week proposed EU's 27 member states ease travel restrictions from June to allow for more foreign travelers to enter the bloc, while keeping the option to quickly restrict travel from countries where the health situation deteriorates sharply. India's coronavirus death toll crossed 250,000 on Wednesday in the deadliest 24 hours since the pandemic began, and experts around the world have expressed concern the variant first identified there may be highly more transmissible. This is VOA News.